Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bedchamber Games by Tracy Ann Warren. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Chapter 1. London, England, May 1821. Rosamond Caro's heart gave a single heavy thump as the coach drove up Chancery Lane and came to a halt before the main entrance to the Honourable Society of Lincoln's Inn. She glanced through the vehicle's small window at the gatehouse with its pair of great oak doors. Above, set into the 16th-century brick, lay the coats of arms of Henry de Lacy, the Earl of Lincoln, King Henry VIII, and Sir Thomas Lovell, an illustrious grouping for an illustrious institution. "Are you certain I look all right?" she asked her brother, Bertram, who sat across from her in the dark, quiet confines of the coach. He swept her with a quick glance.
"Course you do. Wouldn't have let you out of the house if you didn't."
She tugged at the unfamiliar black men's jacket and white waistcoat to make sure the garments were straight, then smoothed a damp palm across one leg of the black summer-weight woolen breeches she wore. In keeping with the sartorial requirements of tonight's dinner for attorneys at law, she had also donned a black robe, black stockings and flat black shoes with broad silver buckles, all of which she'd borrowed from Bertram, then altered to fit. The shoes had proven the most challenging, but she'd managed by stuffing the toes with cloth. As for the way she felt in her new masculine attire, she couldn't quite decide. On the one hand, it seemed odd to move about without the protection of a dress, as if parts of her were exposed in the most unseemly manner.